twin bombings in a Christian neighborhood in the Pakistani city of Lahore have left at least 14 people dead. Nearly 90 others were wounded in the blast that occurred near two churches. A pro-Taliban militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The bombs, which went off minutes apart, targeted the two churches at a busy time while many locals were attending a Sunday mass. Medics say that a state of emergency has been announced in the city's hospitals. Hamza Amir joins us right now to tell us more about what has occurred. Well, Hamza, at this point, we ended it saying the death toll may rise. Has the death toll risen?
Well, yes, in fact, the death toll that started from four is now at 14, and more than 70 people are injured and are critical condition in the hospitals in Lahore. And since the time this attack actually happened at 11 in the morning Pakistan Standard Time, they say that two of the people who were suicide bombers, one of them blew himself up outside the church because he could not enter, but the other one did, and he actually went inside with explosives and blew them up inside the church. While the people who were around the area after the blast, they actually caught two people who were, as they say, were the people who were supporting these terrorists, and they not only beat them up, they actually burned them to death in public, and keeping the security officials pushed aside. This is something that is going on right now. But the group that has claimed responsibility of this attack is Jamaat-ul-Ahrar. This was a former splinter group of Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, and recently, just 2 days back, it actually reunited with the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan and announced its allegiance with the Taliban faction. So the reunion and unity of the Taliban militants actually is on the rise. And because they are on the run and on the tribal areas where the Pakistan military offensive is going on, they are actually targeting now the minorities. We should not forget that Shia mosques have also been on the hit list of the Taliban attacks. In Peshawar, in Rawalpindi, in Shikarpur, they have claimed dozens and hundreds of lives of the Shias also. And they have protested on the same that the Pakistan government and the security establishment are not doing enough when it comes to securing their people and the installations and minorities back home while they fight on the border areas. And that is what is being done. What seems to be a very dangerous reaction of the people is that now the matters are actually started to be taken into control by the people themselves. That is why they actually took the initiative and burnt those two people who actually would have been a very important evidence and investigation when it comes to tackling out who actually was behind these terror attacks. But they did not actually want to do that. This is something that is a very major concern now rising in Pakistan, where people actually are not trusting the government and its security forces for their security, and they are actually trying to take matters into their own hand, which they say is the only option they are left with because the government has failed to provide them ample security.